BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
And now here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Loads on it today, including innuendo bingo. It's a cracker with the queen of bingo, Gemma Kearney. It's brilliant. Also, Greg James plays Real or No Real. My mum asked me if I've got a fax machine. And Chris's mate has a toilet issue.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I am a mountain. I am the sea.
That is Biffy Clyro and Mountains for Zach Hopkins on Twitter, who says, making laboratory work enjoyable this afternoon. And also, we have on Twitter someone called Scooby who says, I am so wet right now for innuendo bingo. He's walking to uni in the rain.
Oh, clever.
Gemma Kearney's going to be on that at 1:45 today. Is she the queen of bingo?
It tends to be whichever girl comes in and plays you announce is the queen of innuendo bingo to sort of boost their ego.
See, this is a bit like the Strictly thing again, isn't it? I'm currently backing four people on Strictly Come Dancing.
Mead, Reed, Feltz and Riley.
Yeah, all because they asked me to, or I feel bad not supporting any of them. So, what are we going to do about that?
Carry on with what you're doing. Say that she's the queen of innuendo bingo. She'll like that.
Okay, so she is the queen of innuendo bingo, Gemma Kearney, at 1:45 this afternoon. What am I going to do about the Strictly situation? So now we're in a mess with Feltz. Now, she's tweeted a picture of us holding up a Team Feltz photo. Then she was on the phone to us yesterday.
She tweeted again last night.
What are the others going to say? When Meaden finds out, she's going to go bonkers.
I know.
Susanna Reid, I've never met her, but she's probably not going to be that impressed either. Rachel Riley as well, friend of the show.
It's getting very confusing. Feltz tweeted this morning. Yesterday, Chris Stark had a crisis of confidence about being hashtag Team Feltz. Thankfully, he's over that now.
Yeah, because you forced us into a position.
I know.
I mean, I love supporting Vanessa, but then if the others ever speak to me or come on the show, I will say the same to them. Because I sit on the fence, that's what I do.
Well, now we're Team Feltz, aren't we? I mean, it wasn't,
well, for now,
not an ideal situation, but
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am well up for Thursday's innuendo bingo. Let us know if you're going to be watching on text 81199 or Twitter at BBC R1. About to bring the plastic sheets in. All in a normal Thursday afternoon. Aluna George next. What are you saying, Chris?
I was DJing. It was like a school disco themed night last night in Sheffield.
Was it school with a K?
And it was school with a K. Yeah.
Oh wow, yeah. Retro.
To make it sort of funky.
Yeah.
And I saw this thing, and it reminded me of something that I saw at a gig not too long ago, and it was to do with FaceTime on the phone. Mm. And what it was is I was DJing, and someone was holding up their phone, and all I could see on it was a face just sort of staring at me. And then I clocked that it was FaceTime, but it looked kind of weird. And then it reminded me of this time that I went to a gig and I was quite near the front. I turned around and I saw loads of people doing this. So what they're doing is obviously they've got, you know, friends and family back home and they want to see what's going on at the gig. You know, where normally you'd just hold up the phone with the music. Now you've got FaceTime.
So you look up and there's someone just at home in bed or something.
Yeah. There's like, you turn around. If you're at the front of a gig, you turn around, you'll see a sea of faces all on these mobile phones. And some, it's even better when they've got the tablets because the faces are huge. But they're in bed, you know, because they're just on FaceTime. They're obviously looking at the screen to see what's going on, you know, with all the dancing and all the fans.
Yeah, people want to see it. They want to see the gig when they're at home. So they get on FaceTime at gigs.
Yeah, but from a band's point of view, if you're looking out into the crowd, you're just seeing people in bed just sort of staring at their
really weird
phones. It's really odd, especially, as I said, the tablets. It's big faces that are looking back at you. And I don't know where I stand on this, really. Like, it's kind of weird, but kind of cool.
Yeah, because you can watch it anywhere. It is kind of cool, but I'm not sure. I think I would freak out, especially if they had a massive tablet and I'm DJing and there's like your gran in bed.
I was thinking this as well. I've not really embraced the sort of the FaceTime thing.
Me neither.
Like, I don't think we've ever FaceTimed each other.
Nah, I don't do it.
I've got this thing on my phone at the moment where it's broken, so the lock thing doesn't work, so it stays on pretty much all the time. Until I've got to hold it for a minute until the auto lock thing kicks in.
Yeah.
So I keep accidentally pocket calling people. The worst was a 3 a.m. FaceTime call to someone that we both know.
Yes.
And I'm not joking. He probably got the wrong idea.
Yeah, I think he definitely would have got the wrong idea if you're FaceTiming him at 3 a.m. But he's the wrong person to be FaceTiming at.
And
that
we haven't
time.
Spoken since. I sent
that's
an apology
really awkward.
The next morning, but he didn't believe me.
Do you know why I don't do it? And sometimes I get people trying to FaceTime me. I'd never, ever answer it. Do you know why?
Why?
Because no one looks good on it.
It's true, that.
Nobody. Like, even the most stunningly beautiful person will look rubbish on FaceTime. It's true.
Mm.
And I don't want to be, like, if I did do it, I would hold the phone from above. So you could, like, because otherwise it's just multiple chins.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, the anticipation is building for today's Innuendo Bingo with Gemma Kearney, who is currently eating Christmas dinner. That's on at the canteen today.
I thought I'd misheard her when she said that, because at the time she was like, just having Christmas dinner. And I was
it's
like,
on.
Oh, very good.
I want.
In the canteen.
I want.
Is this like the equivalent of what the BBC canteen does, like when you play the first ever Christmas song of the year?
Yeah, they're doing the same thing.
But
we need
dinners.
To do that, by the way. Well, I think we're leaving it well late this
canteen
year.
Canteen are serving Christmas dinner.
They got there before me, right? What is it today? October?
I know, you really have left this late.
I need to step this up. I'm saying Christmas songs really soon. Even the producer agrees, and yeah. 2 weeks ago she was like, absolutely not. Christmas dinner's on today. Oh, imagine pigs and blankets now, though.
Oh.
Oh, bit of stuffing. Lush.
I really respect people who send, like, every now and then I'll get a tweet from someone saying, just having casual pigs and blankets.
I know, I love that.
It's like all year round.
And that's what you're mostly going to be getting in the face in 5 minutes on Innuendo Bingo. Get ready to watch.
Woo!
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gemma Kearney, yes.
Hi.
You right?
Got roped into this last minute, didn't I?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
This is really stinky, this plastic. It's been spat on a lot. It
yeah.
stinks.
It's not the best.
Actually, you smell.
I feel a bit sick.
We do try and renew the sheets when we can.
I just wolfed out my Christmas dinner.
I know. I love that Christmas dinner's on today. We're getting loads of people who are like stuck at college and school really hungry who are listening now.
Yeah, roast turkey, cranberry sauce, delishmio. Oh,
jealous. Holly's been on saying hooray to be able to listen to Scott Mills Innuendo Bingo poolside in Portugal, and she's sent a picture of her sunbathing while listening to us. Hiya, Holly.
All right.
Also, I know, Nathan and Naomi and April watching in the Tesco's car park. Yeah, nowhere better to watch bingo. And Chloe is on an 8-hour drive at the moment, but has stopped the car just to watch. You can watch us now on the Radio 1 website, on your computer, on your tablet, or on your mobile phone.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Shiny head. Okay, so Gemma, are you prepared mentally and physically for this?
No, I'm really not. I didn't know I was doing this, and I do have lots to do this afternoon, and I've got a stinky plastic around me, and I wolfed down the Christmas dinner, and I'm scared of spewing.
Okay, good. Mm. So we're ready then. Yep. Thursday's bingo starts now. Get on the Radio 1 website. If you've never watched it before, make today your first time. I like it also when people send us pictures of us watching it, like on their computer, at work, casually in the office. Okay, then. Got your waters there?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you ready?
Let's do this.
Yeah. First up to BBC Radio 1's Weekend Breakfast Show with Gemma Kearney.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what Gemma likes to do of a Sunday.
Yes, Sunday is a day for friends, family and noshing.
Really?
Said with quite force.
I can't explain. Yes, Sunday is a day for friends, family and noshing.
I like how she's like, yes.
Eating.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know that's what it means. Okay. All right, we're on. More waters. Okay, so over to Bargain Hunt now, where there is an interesting lot up for auction. And its real purpose is only just becoming clear.
Interesting, this one. It's a 19th century, the Hallmark Silver. We've catalogued it as a moustache brush, but I'm sure you're all aware it's a lady's muff brush.
Ha 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 And she's off.
Do you reckon you can get particular product?
I don't know.
I'm sure you'll wear it's a lady's muff brush.
Small brush.
Thank you to Gavin in Middlesbrough. Gavin in Middlesbrough for that one. Give yourself 250 points. Keep sending, listen to her. Keep sending them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Sure you're all aware it's a lady's muff brush.
Okay. More water. More water, please. We're going back over to the hairy bikers now. They're always at it. And this time, the boys are on a trip to Holland, which is, as we all know, a very open-minded country.
There's not many better things in life than zesting a lemon on top of a dike.
Slow and steady, that one, rather than a spurt. Thank you very much to Joanna for sending that one in.
I love the hairy bikers.
I know. I like the one on Strictly. Lol. Okay. Now, here's the lady we're supporting on this year's Strictly Come Dancing. Mm-hmm. Until any of the others come knocking, when we'll tell them that we're supporting them. It's Vanessa Feltz. And Vanessa's had a run-in with the voice of the Bulls, Mr. Alan Dedicote.
Golden, it's 6 minutes past six, and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicote came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicote, and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
It's still good, that one.
In the face.
I like it. There was just a little bit.
She's so naughty.
I know. Tom in the office is listening but not watching. Watch us. I love Gemma's laugh, says Rob in Tunbridge. James is sat in Afghan watching us. Hiya. Okay, over to Daily Politics now. And I'm not sure this rather personal conversation. I'm not sure this very personal conversation between Andrew Neil and Education Secretary Michael Gove. Chris. Anyway, a conversation between Andrew Neil and Michael Gove, the Education Secretary. I'm not sure it was supposed to get on air.
And now you say it's all too much. Andrew, I do everything I can to try and satisfy you.
Straight in the face again.
In the face.
It's got... How did it manage to get down, like, to rude parts?
That was...
I'm wet.
Esther, who spotted that one. Thank you. Okay, back to our favourites now. Ken Bruce and Lynn Bowles over on BBC Radio 2. Is this one?
Now, here you are, Lynn.
Hello.
Joz says, I was driving home the other evening and I wanted to catch the 8 p.m. news on Radio 4.
Well, you would want that, yes.
Something wrong with the news on Radio 2, is there?
Oh, please don't poke the bear.
Lynn!
Oh, please don't poke the bear.
I think that is one.
I think it is one.
Looks like they're having fun.
More waters?
Yeah, more water. I'm drenched. I'm going to sue you guys.
Why? You can't sue us.
For being wet?
You agreed to it. Now, I've just spotted an admin error here. The Great British Bake Off have been struck off for doing it deliberately. I mean, the whole show is full of them, as we all know. But this one has slipped through the net. Do we think that Sue Perkins knew what she was saying here? Let me know. Ready? Mm-hmm.
Paul and Mary would like you, please, to make 8 religieuses, which means nun in French. 8 little nuns.
I've never eaten a nun before.
So many people spotted that one.
Oh, my goodness. I love them. I love them so much.
Me too.
I'm obsessed.
Me too.
Paul and Mary would like you, please, to make 8 religieuses, which means none in French, 8 little nuns.
I've never eaten a nun before.
Thank you, Perkins. And thank you to Hannah and loads of other people that spotted that. Give yourself the point.
If you go on YouTube, you can, like, look at all their old shows, and they used to do, like, a show called Late Lunch.
So good.
It's so fun.
Yeah, they were really good. They need to be on, like they need to do another daytime show, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's someone else who is definitely doing it deliberately, everybody. It's our favourite property expert, Mr. Phil Spencer.
Trimming back the bush to reveal a clear entrance.
Mm. Yeah, you see, he's done it too many times. Doesn't even touch the size now, does it? Not even interested, are we?
Mm.
Move on.
Mm.
Over to Holby City now. And I think a very racy scene for 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
I was hoping you might come over tonight.
Yes. Yeah, we probably should talk.
No talking. You don't fancy watching that rom-com with me, do you?
If you want.
I could do with a happy ending.
I'm not sure Holby's been on before. It's really good. Thank you to Laura for spotting that one.
Oh, yours seems really phlegmy today.
Oh. Does it?
It's like thick.
I've got a little bit of fresh's flu, I think.
Oh, please don't poke the bear.
Thanks, Lynn. Okay, moving on. This is one of Gemma Kearney's favourite clips from last time she was on. We're going over to Yasmin Evans on the One Extra Breakfast show. Ready?
But you have won and you get to enjoy all the VIP-ness.
It's all the gusto, like, yeah, all the VIP-ness.
Enjoy all the VIP-ness.
Thank you, Yasmin. Oh, Gemma. So funny. Okay. Another classic from Radio 4 earlier in the week now. And listen carefully to this very unusual type of professor as he introduces himself.
My name is Dr. Rhys Jones. I'm a distinguished visiting fellow to Cardiff University.
I didn't even hear it. You just got me.
Okay, more water. Water, please. Chris?
Yeah?
Water.
Sorry. My name is Dr. Rhys Jones. I'm a distinguished visiting fellow to Cardiff University.
He's a distinguished visiting fellow to Cardiff University.
You could be distinguished in many ways.
And finally, to Radio 4 Extra. Let's make this a good one. Here we have some historically accurate information about Charles Dickens' sister.
That must have been an additional kind of horror to that episode in his life.
But I think we should say that he loved Fanny.
Thank you, Gemma.
How do you get away with this?
Oh, please don't poke the bear.
Oh, wow. And that was Thursday's In Your the Bingo. Are you right, Gemma?
I have no other clothes to wear.
I'm so sorry.
I've got work to do.
Just surveying the damage.
I can lend you a T-shirt, actually.
Can you, please?
Oh, yeah. Lush.
Okay.
She'd love that.
Oh, great.
Bang on trend.
That's a good one.
OTM.
Really flipping OTM, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you very much for watching and listening. In Your the Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I flipping love Sweden. Do you know that?
You always say that when you arrive in Sweden, you're greeted by hundreds of people.
Literally, so many hot people are like, hello, welcome to Sweden, as you come in. Doesn't matter whether you're at the airport in arrivals or whether you get the train into Sweden.
Didn't you say it's like the border control there? They're all there in sort of swim shorts. And
well, what happened? Yeah, they are. They're, and like,
a bikini is waving
like
you in.
Yeah, and a wind machine is like doing their hair like Beyonce. That's what happens when you go into Sweden. On the other side of the bridge, that long bridge, is Denmark. And they're... It's not as attractive there.
Very different.
Got to be honest. Blooming love Sweden, I do. I purchased the best hot chocolate of my life there once. People are always happy and smiley and hot, really hot. They like a drink and they make the best pop music. If you want pure pop, Sweden make it better than anyone else.
Why are you doing this? Is this, you're, at the moment, you're sounding like you're doing an advert for Sweden.
Come
like
to Sweden, because I'm about to play our track of the day, which is by No No No, who were a trio from Stockholm in Sweden. It's three producers. They've worked with Icona Pop before. Like I say, if you want pop, like brilliant pop music, Sweden have got it. Normally produced and made by hot people as well. Bonus. This is No 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 and Pumping Blood. It's our track of the day. See what you think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
The Danes have been on. How very dare you? The Danes are far prettier than the Swedes. I would say that, but I am half Danish myself. Chris in Sussex.
Half?
Take it back. I'm not taking it back. It's just when I went to Copenhagen and then I went to Malmö, the people in Malmö were prettier than the people in Denmark.
I love that you just judge everyone like that.
Yeah. Alan in Edinburgh says, wow, within 30 seconds of this tune, you can tell it's huge. You really can. See, I love Sweden. I love their pop music. Luke of Portsmouth says, I was in a well-known clothes store yesterday that rhymes with Lollister and heard this track, and it's amazing. Do you know why you noticed it, though? Because your hearing was enhanced by the fact that you couldn't see.
Yeah, true.
It was so dark. The only thing you could do was hear. Oh, and smell.
Mm. Oh.
What's up, guys? Right, I blatantly need to get onto the Swedish tourist board because some people are actually now booking flights to Sweden based on what I've been saying.
Really?
Yeah. Robert Griffiths, I've just Googled Scotland to Sweden flights. And then someone else is saying, are they really that hot? I'm looking to go on holiday. They're going to see an influx of people going. Michael in Belfast, are Swedish people genuinely better looking than most people from other countries? Or are you exaggerating the stereotype for comedic effect? I'm due a holiday.
The problem being, though, if everyone does go over there and they're maybe not good looking, they're going to bring down the average.
That's the thing. That's but yes, people will meet you at the airport, normally with blonde hair and in a bikini. That's what happens when you arrive in Sweden. There you are, Sweden. Done a good job for you there, I reckon.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Scott Mills. In an hour from now, it'll be Real or No Real. Chance to top up those Scott Mills points. And then another Real or No Real tomorrow. And then I'm off for a week. So get your points in quick. Get them topped up.
Do you need to send in your own leave to all the listeners? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is the first time I mentioned it. I'm off next week. Sorry. I don't want to be filling in forms.
No.
I'm just telling you now that it'll be Hugh Stevens, isn't it? Is it Hugh? Next week, yeah. Yeah, from 1 till 4. That'd be nice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sean in Aberdeen is convinced that I'm going on holiday with his mum and dad.
Why?
Because the last few times that Hugh has filled in for me, they've also been on holiday. I am Sean in Aberdeen. I am not going on holiday with your mum and dad. But I like your theory. It's just that every time they're away, Hugh appears to be on.
That
it
is
does
a coincidence.
Look. I mean, it looks weird.
Yeah,
it looks fishy.
You're going on one of those sort of.
No,
you know.
I know exactly what you mean, but no. Sean's mum and dad? No, absolutely not.
Mm.
Not even taking a friend. It's just me. I'm not going. Okay, it's 3:15. I've got a new Saturday's track coming up and Two Doors Cinema Club.
I want to bring up this subject. It's a bit of an odd one. But basically, one of my mates has been seeing this girl for about 2 months now. Might have even been two or three months.
Mm. Is it someone I know?
It is. I can't name him.
Okay, but they're all going through my head now.
Yeah, I think you'll be able to work out which one this is.
All right.
But I can't name him for obvious reasons.
What's the problem?
Well, he announced this thing in the pub a couple of days ago that whenever he goes around hers or she goes around his, there's a situation when he needs to go to the toilet.
Well, that will happen, yeah.
And as a couple... And they're not even like, I don't even think they call themselves, they're at that stage where they're not really a proper couple yet.
They're seeing each other.
They haven't had to cross this bridge, except that he's now booked a weekend away with her.
Mm.
And he's now concerned about what he's going to do to if should that problem arise.
What is the problem here?
Well, the problem being that he doesn't want to be caught needing to go for basically number two. And he does things to cover it up. So, like, if he needs to go to the toilet, he'll put the shower on.
Yeah.
And they've never had, as a couple, they've just not had to go through this thing yet.
Okay, so let's say that he is at her house, right?
Yeah.
And he needs to, you know, everyone needs to now and again. What does he do?
He's not doing anything at the moment.
He just waits.
So, yeah, and it's starting to bother him. And I think now it's become a thing. So now he's not sure. He will never, ever talk about it with her. is a completely unspoken issue.
You don't have to talk about it, but at some point you are going to have to do it. Okay, what about if she is around his place? Like, that's his territory. How does he feel about that?
Still not comfortable with it.
So he can't go when she's there?
I think they're just at this weird stage as a couple where they obviously just don't want to do anything which might rot the boat.
I know.
But they've got this weekend away. They're doing this long weekend.
Yeah.
And
well, that's going to involve staying in a hotel room, right?
Exactly, yeah. And that's what's really... This is the one thing that's bugging him about this weekend away. And he was saying... He was like, thing is, mate, I'm going to have to just... gonna have to run off. And he said that he's had this before, and what he did to get around it is he would make an excuse to go down to reception.
I've done that.
Or say there's a problem with the room, or like take the batteries out the TV remote, pretend it doesn't work, and then have to go
I'm gonna
have
to go downstairs to reception for this. I actually have been down to reception before.
I reckon loads of people do, because it's a close environment in those rooms.
Absolutely, it really is. There's some of them are very small. And going to reception sometimes seems like the best thing to do. I'm kind of with them on it.
But then in a weird way...
They haven't farted in front of each other yet, have they?
No, it's not at that stage. And I was saying, but maybe this was just because we'd had a couple of drinks and stuff like that. Without going too close, I was just like, maybe, do you know what? Just, don't be afraid.
Break the seal. You're going to have to do it at some point.
Yeah.
Has it been 2 or 3 months, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all going to be fine. Like, another 2 or 3, they'll be farting, they'll be going to the room.
Really?
It'll be fine. Absolutely fine.
Scott Mills Daily.
Right, your mate. It is your mate, isn't it? Not you.
My mate,
yeah. Right, does he pop the taps on? I mean, I've done that trick a lot. Let's put the taps on.
But he thinks this is a good plan. Loads of people are saying that he should do this, but a shower at 3 o'clock in the morning is suspicious.
That's true. I'll just run the shower. I just fancied a shower. It's 3 o'clock. Box of matches, that works. I used to take a box of matches in. I used to have some in my toilet.
What do you mean?
It really works. Just gets rid of any unpleasant odour immediately.
The texts that are coming
like you do
in...
off of dogs when dogs fart and it's really gross. Just light a match.
What?
That's true.
This is not a thing.
It is a thing. Right, okay. Whenever you say to me it's not a thing, it is always going to be a thing, and people will now text that
What
in.
Are you suggesting here, sorry?
Right, I'm saying that if...
there's a box of matches.
If there's a nasty smell, get a match, strike it, that's it.
And then just
blow it out. I mean, yeah, there'll be a bit of smell of burning, but what would you rather? What's he afraid of? Do you know what I mean? That's what I can't get my head round.
If I was sharing a hotel room with a girl and I walked into the bathroom after she'd been in and I smelled burning, I'd wonder what on earth has been going on.
It's better than nothing. It's better than... Loads of people will be on now saying it's definitely a thing.
It's not a thing.
It
Lots
is.
Of people are texting in.
Yes, it is.
This is just you.
Light the match.
It's
not...
well weird.
It's not just me. There we are. It's a thing. Matches so
One
work.
One person.
No. What? Right. Prove him wrong. 8-1-9. Thank you. Matches are perfect. There we are, see? Loads of people.
So many people do it.
There we are. Loads of people still go down to reception. They still can't do it in front of their partners.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Several people got into trouble while listening to Innuendo Bingo today. Hello to the people, including Stephanie, who got told off for having Radio 1 on while Innuendo Bingo was on in their master's class at Liverpool Hope University. How is that allowed? Anyway, they're all at least 21 years of age, and were told by the lecturer or teacher, you all have a one-track mind, at which point it was turned over to Radio 2. Also, hello Dom, who had some emergency root canal work today. In the dentist with Innuendo Bingo on in the background. He was lolling. Dentist, absolutely no sense of humour. I do like hearing different stories of where people are listening to Bingo, and I particularly enjoy it that now it's a kind of thing that people do while they're having pre-drinks. Like, they just gather around, they'll put a bit of Innuendo Bingo on from the podcast or one of the videos from the Radio 1 YouTube, and they'll actually play along with water with their mates.
Pringo.
Innuendo Pringo. Remember, if you see anything on TV that's a bit more, then you get 250 Scott Mills points. Keep sending them in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got my mum staying with me at the moment. She actually asked me if I had a fax machine last night.
Really?
You got a fax machine? I need to fax something to work.
Do you?
In my house? Who has a fax machine in their house now?
Do you
or ever? Do I have a fax machine?
Did you ever have a fax machine?
No, I did not. I remember having to do a radio feature once, which was called Funny Fax Friday, where people had to send in rubbish jokes. I was about 16. But I wouldn't even know where the fax machine is now. Have we even got one? No. Some companies still run on fax, and that's true. But no, Mum, I don't want to have one at my house. My mum's company.
Why does she want a fax machine?
They don't have email at her company if she needed to get in touch with them.
It's really? Like
maybe, no email.
It's kind of weird that she's firing off faxes from your... Getting on with a bit of business there.
A bit of admin.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Greg James.
Hey!
Lads.
All right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to play Real or No Real. Got any good stuff on your show today?
Oi!
Dizzy Rascal.
I thought you were doing a Charlie Sloth impression.
No, that's... Al. Bishop
Stortford sort of impression.
No, Charlie Sloth is...
Fum!
Yeah. Whereas Dizzy Rascal...
Big Man Ting!
Fum!
Whereas Dizzy Rascal is... Oi!
What time's he on, please?
5. P.M. Oh, sorry.
Again?
5 p.m.
That was cool.
Dizzy Rascal, 5 p.m. on Greg James Show.
And films with Rihanna from 4:30.
She's in a movie with us.
Wow, was it because you soaked her?
Oh, it was really bad.
Well, she always comes and finds me after that and goes, oh, look, I look absolutely soaked. And like, oh, my God, I look absolutely soaked. I went, well, that is because you are hussy and you're moonlighting on someone else's show. That serves you right. That's what I say to her. Tough love, man. You're tough love.
Mascara was tough on. Love. It was a mess. What about this?
British urinal cakes are commonly made in the same factory using the same moulds as supermarket own brand fish cakes.
What's a urinal cake?
A cake, you know, the thing that when you wee on, it emits a nice smell. Well, a smell.
That's not a cake.
They're not called cakes.
Yeah, they're called urinal cakes.
Well, urinal cake.
I've learned something today.
They're like little...
Them
like,
little square cubes.
The yellow firelighters.
No, you know the sort of circular ones that you'll get in there? They do look a little bit cakey, but I've
never... Where are you weeing? They're not circular, are we?
What are the ones that they're look like sugar lumps?
They're cuboids.
Is that the same ones?
Yeah.
I found a place the other day where in the urinals there's a goal and a small football great fun.
Also known
great
as
fun. Great day.
Also known as the urinal block.
Oh, okay.
But are they made in the same mould as fish cakes? Oh, I don't like it.
But fish cakes are quite big. If it was
so is a urinal cake. Look, there's a picture of one.
Yeah, but if it was like, oh, I see what you mean. Oh, those ones. Oh, okay. Oh, those. I was thinking, you know, like, ones you
can
get
I
to school.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I have never seen one of those in my life.
Why? Do you do sit down wees?
they're urinal.
I've never seen that.
No, not on the urinal. Do you do sit down wees, Grandad?
No.
Grandad.
Hey.
What are they?
I'm just going for a quick sit down wee. Where's me Maeve Binchy?
I've never seen that.
Maeve Binchy. She's a current novelist for old people. She is.
Oh, my word.
My nan was a big fan.
Yeah, of course they are. The elderly love Maeve Binchy.
Wow.
That's the best one yet. They love Maeve Binchy and Alan Titchmarsh.
Yep. So, fish cakes, urinal cakes, same mould, real or no real?
No, if it's same mould as Oxo cubes, I'd have said real, but it's no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Of course it isn't. Come on.
Gutted.
Come on, Binchy.
And next.
From 1934 to 1948, the BBC's motto was the Latin for whatever.
The BBC. Whatever.
Whatevs.
I'd like, you see, my old school... And I think a lot of schools still do this, have, for no reason at all, a sort of Latin motto.
Whatever.
I'd love our show to have one. That would be great.
Carpe diem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was sperate parate.
Which means?
I don't know.
Right, God, but that better not be rude.
I hope not.
Sperate parate.
It's written above the school
Jack
door.
Penate.
Sperate Jack Penate.
Oh, God.
Was it Sperate what?
Sperate Pirate.
What does it all mean?
Sperate Pirates.
Sperate Pirates.
Latin who?
Latin is not who.
Whatever.
So the BBC's old motto back in the day was whatever. Real or no real?
No, that's no real.
It can't be, surely.
I don't know. I just think that would be the sort of translation of it, but it would mean something different. It would be like, whatever. Like, it's a creative term.
Whatever like, will be.
Yeah. I'm saying real.
That's no real.
That one is real.
BBC, whatever. Now, here's a fact about the man behind this track. Get out of here and get me some money. Who's this, please? Remember? Yeah, you played it all the time. We all did.
Gramophonesy.
Gramophonesy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Is this real or no real?
Serbian dance producer Gramophonesy is not, as many people think, a one-hit wonder, having had a second success with the theme tune to the Serbian version of Big Brother.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
He's not just a one-trick pony, who?
No, I didn't think he was, though. So I'm not surprised. Like, a lot of these super producers and stuff do stuff that they don't... You really never find out about. For example... Judge Jules
yes.
wrote the theme tune to Richard and Judy.
What? No, he did not.
True. That is real. If you search for it in our music system, it's Jules O'Riordan did the Richard and Judy theme tune. That's true.
What? That's true, is it?
And they did their book club.
He hasn't
on Channel 4.
And do you remember there was a rumour going around that Chase and Status wrote the BBC News theme?
Sounds true. It could be. Ding,
ding. Tune.
It wasn't them, but it was someone else quite prolific in the world.
I imagine Chase and Status would like Peter Sissons.
Mm. Yeah. Or Simon McCoy.
Yeah.
With his A4 paper there. So did Gramophonesy write the Serbian Big Brother theme?
Real. Yeah.
I reckon. Yeah, I'm going to say real on this one.
That one is real.
Here it is. It's got Gramophonesy all over it, hasn't it? Should just use our one.
That was a rush job on that, wasn't it?
Next.
Radio 1's Edith Bowman was recently forced to miss a bus after having a Scottish banknote rejected by the driver.
Oh, wow. This, well...
She's a principled young lady.
She would not be happy about that.
Bus drivers in London, okay,
yeah,
they don't take any nonsense with change. If you haven't got it sorted, you're off.
That's true. You are off the bus. Straight away. They don't even give you time. They're like, not got the correct change. Get out.
Get off.
So Edith missed the bus because they wouldn't take the Scottish note. Do you know what? If I go to Scotland and then I come back down to England, it really annoys me when you hand it over in a shop and they're like, ooh, what's this? It's legal tender, actually.
Mm, yeah. Or it's a rubbish joke. Do you know what I mean?
Like, no, it's not. I don't think it is a joke.
No. That's what I mean. Is like there'll be a joke made about it. It's just like, no, come on, take the money now.
Did you really try and pay for stuff in stamps? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. I've got 6 stamps. That counts.
I mean, Scottish banknotes are legal tender wherever you go in this country, but they do look different. So obviously some shopkeepers get annoyed and confused.
Yeah.
But did Edith miss the bus because of it?
I think so.
Edith Bowman on a bus.
I know, discuss. Can't see it myself.
I can. I think Edith Bowman would take the bus.
Only if her car was broke.
Yeah. Good.
No, I think she'd take the bus. I think that's real.
Okay. And getting annoyed about the money. Well, it's a draw so far. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Of course she wasn't on the bus. What? And at the end of that round of real or no real.
I like the thing that Edith travels on the bus. I think she does.
Greg scored 20, I scored 30. I win, you lose.
Oh.
Yes, well, that's all right. You've got Dizzy Rascal at 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
The real winner.
Yeah. You're
Who's
the real,
laughing now? See
you're,
ya.
You're
See
the real
week.
Winner here. The Scott Mills Daily. Remember, if you hit subscribe on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, anytime there's a new innuendo bingo, you will get it instantly. Hit subscribe on the YouTube channel. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 1 p.m. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.